following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome you all to the client support call. My name is Marcia Hildebrand, and I'm a registered nurse and a certified diabetic educator, and I'm joined this evening by Dr. Joe Pecoraro. Dr. Joe, are you here?
I am here, Marcia. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
Doing real well, thanks. I had a little bit of a time getting on. I had to get on twice, but I'm here.
Oh, good, good. Well, you know, we're both also certified Optavia coaches, and with Optavia, and are so happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential Optavia clients, coaches, and health professionals, and it lasts for 30 minutes. It's designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get answers from health professionals right away. Keep in mind that we do our best to answer your questions, and we encourage you to contact your personal health care provider, as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you're taking medications or have any medical considerations. We'd love to get as many questions as possible tonight. We'll begin by hearing from a few of you who are on the line joining us tonight. Then we'll share a few quick health tips for this week, and after that, we'll get right to the Q&A portion of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, hit *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. Then share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far on the program. Then hit *6 so you can mute yourself again. So who's out there this evening?
Well, I guess everyone.
Hi, this is Linda in Prescott, Arizona. How are you two doing?
Oh, hey, Linda.
Hey. So I've lost 75 pounds on this fabulous program, and I'm a health coach, and I've maintained it for about a year and a half, and I'm loving it, loving every bit of it.
Oh, wow. What do you think has kept you successful?
The support. Truly, I think it's the support, the community. You know, these calls, I listen to the calls every week, and I have for the last couple of years. Just listening to what you guys have to say and connecting with my team, with, you know, the bigger team. And, of course, the healthy habits, of course, that goes without saying. But I think the community is in the support has been the biggest factor for me in keeping it up.
And you realize that by being a coach, that increases your likelihood by 5 times or 500% more likely to keep your weight off. And probably just because you have to be accountable to your team as well.
Right. True.
That's so true. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
So, who else is out there tonight? Is there anyone else?
Hi, my name is Debbie. Hi, my name is Debbie. I'm from Washington State.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I have a question later, but I just wanted to share that I started this program back in 2011, started coaching a few months later, and just love this program and love all the support and still living the dream and getting healthier by the year. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is just beautiful, getting healthier by the year. Oh, thank you for sharing that.
And thank you for doing these calls. They're just so awesome as a coach and as a client to get that extra support. So thank you so much to you and the doctors that do these calls. So
Well, it's our pleasure, and it keeps us accountable, too.
Yes, right, it does. Right. Yes, it does. I look forward to this call all the time. It's a part of my program.
Yeah. Well, you find that when we support others, we benefit just as much as the people receiving our support. So, and by the way, I lost 70 pounds 6 years ago.
Yeah, I was wondering. Wow.
Sorry about that.
That is absolutely. Yeah, you changed your life like we all have. There's nothing more exciting than feeling like you have control over your health.
Yeah, how much had you lost, Marcia?
I lost like 10 pounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I lost 123, and that was 12 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? I was, my blood sugars were getting up there. And when I found the program, it taught me how to keep my blood sugar stable. And because of that, my blood work shows that, you know, it's all within the normal limits, like, you know, under 100. So those
Wonderful.
Are great numbers.
Yeah.
Thank you. For years I had weight problems. I would go up and down 30 to 40 pounds. And I had already lost 25 pounds on another program. So actually, I guess I lost 35 pounds, but I've kept it off since 2010.
Wow, wonderful. Well,
yes.
I guess I'm wondering, Marcia, why don't we, if we can field the, should we field the questions first, or you want to do the tips first?
It's up to you. You choose.
Well, I'm sensing that we might have some extra time, so we can focus on the tips if there aren't many questions.
Okay. So would you like to go first?
Well, we're going to do the questions first.
Oh, okay. So let's do the questions first. Okay. So who has a question out there?
So this is Debbie again from Washington State. And I have a client who is just trying to start program, but is getting sidetracked because evidently she has an issue with eating in her sleep. Have you guys ever dealt with clients or anyone that's had that particular issue?
I've heard of that. I haven't personally had anybody that's experienced that. Have you, Dr. Joe?
No. Is she really a sleep eater, or she gets up in the middle of the night and she's hungry, so she eats?
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm kind of helping another coach on my team coach her, and so I'm kind of getting information secondhand. But it sounds like she told her other coach that she had set three Optavia fuelings by her bedside and woke up the next morning and the wrappers were there empty and she had no recollection of eating those foods. And then she said she also noticed downstairs that she had gotten into a flour tortilla and put butter on it and had no recollection of eating.
Yeah,
but I don't.
Yeah, we're getting
wow.
it third hand. If you got it second hand, we're getting it third hand. And
right.
the issue is this, is just like people don't remember their dreams a lot, if they really work hard at trying to remember, sometimes they can. So my first question for her would be, why did she put three Optavia fuelings next to her bedside? That would be number one. Number two is, why not put a little alarm or something near her fuelings or near the refrigerator so that if she gets up in her sleep and she can tell herself, put the alarm on so that it wakes me up? Because personally, this sounds like more like an excuse to me than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Sure, go ahead.
Does she take any medication for sleep?
The only medication that this other coach mentioned was Lipitor, I think, which is a cholesterol med. So I don't know if she's taking anything for sleep. But I was going to suggest, we both reached out to the client and she's not returning calls. But, I was going to suggest that, I was going to suggest that she actually see a doctor. If in fact she does have this disorder where she's eating in her sleep, then that's out of our realm of coaching expertise. And so she would need to get some help with that. But we can certainly recommend that she takes out, she lives alone, so she doesn't need to have tortillas and butter in her house.
That's a good point.
Yeah, if she's
maybe she went
to
the grocery store in her sleep too.
Yeah. So, but even if she's, if she got up in her sleep and ate 10 Optavia fuelings, that's not going to get her where she wants to go either. So, we'll just keep working with her. But I hope that she can maybe even get on a call with you guys soon so she can talk to you further about it. But I just thought, it was 5:00 my time. I'm on the West Coast, and I thought I'm going to just pop on and see if I can ask this question. So thank you for your time.
Yeah, that's an extremely unusual situation. And the other question I would have is, did she have this problem before she got on the program?
It sounds like she did. But again, I'm getting it secondhand. You're getting it third hand. It'd be so much better if she could be on the call with us. So I'm going to certainly encourage her to do that next week. So.
Yeah, and let her know that obviously it sounds like you're a seasoned coach. So just be sure that she understands that we want to help her. We want this to work for her. And so we'd like to sequentially go through the steps, first of which would be having her get on the call, talk to us, see if we could get to the bottom of it. And then if not, like you said, it could be that she might have a certain kind of sleep disorder, not narcolepsy, but one of those other kind of things. So,
For sure. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. And I will.
Great question.
Thank you. I hope to be on her next week.
Okay, then.
Okay, thank you. Happy holidays to you both.
Yes, you too.
Oh, thank
you. Any other questions?
You too.
Other questions? Well, Marcia, I have a whole list of tips. So did you want to go ahead and give yours first, or you want me to go?
Hello? Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have a question.
Hi. I'm sorry. I couldn't remember how to unmute my phone. My name is Veronica. I'm a coach. I live in Annapolis, Maryland, and I have a question for you. I have a client who has been on program for a couple months, done very well. The only medication she takes is something for her thyroid. A young lady, she's 18, and a couple weeks ago, she started having, or didn't start having, after eating one of her fuelings, she had a bout of loose stools with mucus in her stool with a little bit of blood tinge mucus. I actually worked with her mom, who referred her to me, who was another one of my clients, and she had the same thing happened to her after being on program for a few months and ended up having to stop because she thought it was the soy. This particular client kind of freaked out. She's a young girl, and so she's stopped using the fuelings and was just doing lean and green type of fuelings every 3 hours, just small portions. And I'm sorry.
No, keep going.
So I had talked to her because I think she was a little embarrassed about it. So I talked with her and I suggested, let's try introducing one fueling at a time and using the non-soy fuelings and see how you do. And so she's been doing that and seems to be doing fine and hasn't had any problems. But so I was just going to slowly start introducing one fueling at a time back in to see if it is possibly the fuelings that's doing this or the soy. Have you guys heard anything like this? That it's like mucusy stools with like blood-tinged mucus and out of nowhere?
Well, is that the end of the story? And then, cause,
yes, I'm kind of working with her now to incorporate the fuelings back into her diet.
Okay.
She
stopped. Do you want to go first, Marcia?
No, I'm going to let you go for this.
Okay. Yeah, there's several issues here. First, my first question is, how much weight is she looking to lose?
She wants to lose another 30 or 40 pounds.
And how much has she lost so far?
She has lost about 20.
Wow.
And she's been on for a couple of months. And she had no problem for the first couple of months?
No, not at all.
Okay. Any other, do you know, is she having any other symptoms? Or anyone else in the house sick or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No, and I mean, she was having like cramping, but she thought it was because it was about, she was about to start menstruating. So then she didn't know if it was GI or menstrual.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple days later is when she had the episode with the mucusy stools. And then it, but.
Okay. Has she ever had any issues with having painful menstruation before, do you know?
With the, yes, she's had the cramping, you know, with, yes.
Okay. Several things that I'm thinking as possibilities here. Certainly, it could be the soy. It's unusual to go a couple of months with no problem and then suddenly start it and have that be an allergy like that. Now, gluten sensitivity would probably be more in the forefront of my thought in a situation like that.
Okay.
So I would say that you might even try some of the gluten-free products.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is I would watch and see if this is in relation to her menstruation. Because if, in fact, it is, there's also always a possibility that this could be endometriosis. And that before, when she wasn't on the program, since she was most likely eating more, it wasn't an issue. It wasn't something she noticed because she would have the pain associated with the menses and wouldn't really take notice of the stool. But because the quantity of stool is less, with the being on the program, that it might be more noticeable if she had an endometriosis issue. So those would be my two thoughts, plus if we add the soy. So you can work around those in several different ways. One is if she's tolerating the non-soy fuelings, I would say go with that if you can get the number that seems to work.
Okay.
If, in fact, she starts to have it again, then I would look at, I don't know if you realize, we have a lot of gluten-free fuelings.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you might even check and see if the non-soy ones you're giving her are also gluten-free. And then lastly, see if when her period's over, if it gets better.
Okay.
Because if it is, it may in fact be unrelated totally to the program and be something more more hormonal.
Well, it actually only happened one time. Like she had the one episode of the mucusy stool and she kind of panicked and stopped. And the reason she panicked is because of the,
she's 18 and she saw blood and mucus in her stool.
That and her mom had very the exact same experience, but kept going on program, trying to, you know, work it out and figure out what was going on, and it never resolved until she stopped the fueling. So
how long ago was that?
That was before Optavia. So that was the Metafest fueling. So it was probably a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a couple of years ago. So
okay, yeah.
That's another thing.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Did the mother have a history of irritable bowel?
I don't remember.
Because if you have irritable bowel,
mm-hmm.
Then this could be just due to your irritable bowel. And then if you have hemorrhoids, internal hemorrhoids, that can add insult to injury. So, and then when you're eating less and your stool is harder, if it's to pass it through, can cause
mm-hmm.
irritation. So, you know.
I did ask her about that because of the with the blood, and it wasn't like frank blood in the stool. It was like when this is kind of graphic, but when she was wiping, she noticed it. So it wasn't like there was like frank blood in the toilet. So, but I can talk to her and her mom both because I know them both well. So I can talk with them and see. But the endometriosis thing, then her mom, because she's in menopause, would that still be an issue? Or Kate, and could she still have those same symptoms even though she's menopausal, though, if relating
no.
to?
No,
okay.
I was referring more to the young one.
Okay.
Yeah, the 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Because,
okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, too.
Okay. Yeah, I was, but then I was just looking at them both because they both had similar reactions that it could possibly be, related. So,
yeah,
but it would make sense. Okay. All
right.
Well, I will talk with them further about it and see, and we'll look into it further.
All right. Well, thank you. That was an excellent question.
All right. Thank
yes,
you guys for your
it
help.
It really was. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Who else
there?
Is out there tonight? Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
My name is Cindy, and I'm calling from Florida. And hold on, my son just walked out here. Chase, I need you to go inside. Mommy's on the phone with the doctor, okay? Okay. Quick. Sorry. Today is 3 weeks on the program. I've lost 23.6 pounds. My goal is to lose 125, so I'm not quite 25% of the way there. I previously, 8 years ago, when the little guy was really little, I lost 180 pounds on the old Medifast 980 program. I've always had an irregular menstrual cycle, and I started almost like a spot bleeding or a breakthrough bleeding on Monday last week, 10 days ago. And I was wondering if it might have anything to do with either my age or the fuelings, because I don't typically have a normal cycle. But I'm having
it's okay. Not to worry.
Bleeding.
We know exactly what it is.
Oh, good.
Yep. Absolutely. So what I'm thinking, and you can tell me if this is what you're thinking, Dr. Joe, is that if you're in a fat-burning state, when you burn fat, you have estrogen in your fat cells. And so when you burn fat, you release more estrogen into your system. And when your system has more estrogen, you can start to have spotting.
Okay.
Yeah. And that is not unusual at all with women who have a lot of weight to lose.
Right.
Okay,
so,
it did not happen the last time I was on the program. So I was talking to my girlfriend, and she was like, oh, you need to go to the gynecologist and blah, blah, blah. And then I saw tonight's call posted, and I thought, well, let me just call and ask, because it might just be something now that I'm 8 years older than the last time I did it.
Yes,
sure. I would think that, you know, are you having cramping?
No, but I've been very fortunate. I've rarely ever had menstrual cramps. I rarely ever had a cycle. Even in my teens, I would bleed maybe 2 days or sometimes into a third day, very, very light. Once I got into college, I did quit menstruating or quit having a cycle. I guess I've got some cysts on my ovaries. But we had to force me to ovulate so that I could get pregnant. And then I didn't have a cycle again until they pulled my IUD out and they forced it. They forced me to have a cycle before they
Put Do you have polycystic
IUD
ovary syndrome?
Yes.
Okay, that makes a big difference.
And so I've always had a really weird menses, but this time it's been like spot bleeding, and this is the 10th day, which is I've never had this before.
Well, you know, when was the last time you saw your gynecologist?
2 years ago.
Well, you may want to go and have a checkup. I think that's a great idea.
I think that's
most likely what Marcia originally said. But if it's concerning you, then yeah. And you can express to the gynecologist what we said as well, that because you're in fat burning on this special program, that sometimes that happens, that estrogen gets released from the fats. And again, if you're concerned and you're going to go, then let them know that.
Okay. And how long would it typically last if I were to not choose to go to the gynecologist? I mean, would I expect spot bleeding for weeks, months, days?
Definitely not say months. I would say if you go to 2 weeks or maybe a little bit more than that, then it probably would be worth going to the gynecologist.
Okay. All right.
Nobody
I
needs to go to doctors, but
yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great holiday.
Thank you. And you
yes.
as well.
Okay, any other questions out there? I guess
Sorry,
we only have a couple
me?
Minutes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Great. I'm calling from Hawaii. My name is Virginia. I've been on the program Aloha. I've been on the program since September, and I've lost, I made 93 days, and I've lost over 40 pounds.
Beautiful.
I know. Yeah, it's great. My question is that I've had a certain odor when I urinate, and I've kind of associate this with something going on with the kidneys, or there's a certain odor. I've smelled it. I've had that before. But yes, I'm going to my appointment's coming up with a gynecologist too. It smells like I have some kind of I'm short for words.
No burning.
There's nothing. It just has a certain odor, not a kidney. Like sometimes when you have sex, well, this is a long time ago, but you have a certain, you get something from it, or when you go to the beach and you wear tight clothes and you get a...
yeast infection.
Oh.
Yeast infection. Yes. There it is. Sorry. Yeah. It smells like that.
How much water are you drinking?
Like that. I'm drinking over 100 ounces of water per day.
Okay, and you're not having any vaginal discharge?
I've always had that, somewhat. It's always been there. I'm in my 50s now, so I don't think it's a problem. It's just that weird smell.
Okay, go ahead.
What kind of vegetables do you eat? Because I know sometimes certain vegetables will make your urine smell.
Like asparagus?
Right. So, yeah, I love asparagus, zucchini, avocado. We have a wealth of great vegetables grown on the island. Well, not zucchini,
yeah.
But I mean, not asparagus. But, yeah, I eat all the greens that I can get my hands on, especially zucchini. I love zucchini and cucumbers. Those are my favorites.
Mm. Well, we're running out of time here, Marcia. So,
sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. It's just there's the other call. But I would say there's a couple of possibilities. One, if you have a vaginal discharge and it's smelling like it could be a yeast infection, that might be something to get checked out. The other thing
right.
is this, is when you're in fat burning, you're in a low-level ketosis. Most people don't smell that smell in their urine, but some people do. Usually extra water will help that. And since you do live in the islands in a warm climate, it could be that you just need a little bit more water. Maybe some electrolytes with that as well. The other question I have is, do you find that your sweat has a different odor to it as well? Or your breath?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, because sometimes when people are really putting out a lot of ketones, it'll be their urine, their sweat, they'll have kind of a metallic taste in their mouth. So sometimes those things are not unusual. But I would say up the water intake. Be cognizant of whether you think it, in fact, might be a yeast infection, and check with the gynecologist on that. But and as Marcia said, could even be what you're eating, because sometimes it will do that. Or if you've added any artificial sweeteners or anything unusual that you don't usually have that you've started when you started the program, could be anything like that. Doesn't sound serious, but if it persists and concerns you, then definitely check with your physician.
Yes, I have an appointment. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Mahalo.
Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha. Thank you for calling in.
Aloha.
Yeah.
Aloha. So,
thank you.
I think it's 8:32. I guess we have to close the call. I want to thank everyone for participating in the call. And remember that you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast, or hear a few weeks prior recordings of these helpful calls on your health coach's co-branded website. The playback for tonight's call will be available within 48 hours. If you have any questions for a health professional between support calls, you can email Lori at optimizing2@gmail.com. Again, that's optimizing2@gmail.com. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, 5 Pacific. And now our Habits of Health webinar has already started. To access the webinar, simply log in to www.zoom.us and enter the meeting ID 11331253. That's www.zoom.us and meeting ID 11331253. Thanks so much for calling in. Great questions. Dr. Joe, have a happy holiday. Everybody out there, have a wonderful holiday, and we'll see you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Martha.
Okay. Bye-bye.
The audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.